Hi, my name is Val Anderson, and I play roller derby under the name Hellion Wheels.
Nice. And how does it feel to start a new season after the pandemic of roller derby?
Well, I started the Fresh Meat program in January of 2020. And unfortunately, I went out with my first injury about a week before the pandemic shut us down anyway. So I had lots of time to recover. But it's been a lot of start and stop and start and stop and start and stop and hopefully starting again for good.
I was wondering if I could ask you some questions and you could bust some myths about people who are interested, but they don't know if they're the right fit or if roller derby is the right fit for them. Is that okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So you need to be a good skater?
No, I couldn't stand on skates when I started. I definitely spent more time on the floor than on my feet.
Yeah. And so it's, that's something that like you just get with practice and that the, that's what these practices and scrimmages are for, is to kind of work on those skills.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No one's looking to like hit you on your first day or anything like that.
Right. Which is the next question, which is that you're going to get hurt immediately.
Definitely not. No, injuries are actually pretty rare. Most of the penalties that you can get during gameplay are in place specifically to avoid players getting hurt. And so it's really heavily, you know, watched and refereed. And the entire goal is to get stable and solid and confident enough that injuries are, you know, almost never happening.
Yeah. And that was the last one as well, was just that there's not really enough time to get comfortable that you're going to be thrown in. But are there more than like, are there more ways to get started with roller derby than strapping on skates right away?
Oh, for sure. Like you can always join the team for just the workout. Mm-hmm. Because we do that too. There's definitely a lot of opportunities to learn how to skate without any intention of ever being in gameplay or hitting or being hit, just to learn how to be an official or a referee or even a non-skating official, right? So someone who's just like near the penalty box and keeping score, like whatever the case may be. There's a lot of different ways to get involved. And even it's not, you know, our setup here because we play flat track, but mostly down in the States where they play slant track derby. I mean, these girls are learning how to build tracks on their own and putting them together. Like everything is absolutely like volunteer. The skaters do everything. They organize everything. They play and then, you know, take care of each other. Exactly. Just this really incredible community, no matter what community you play in, and which is actually the best.
Yeah. And that's what I was curious about as well, is what is the culture of, you know, not just with the BV roller derby team, but also just kind of like the whole area here or just the sport itself. What kind of culture does it mean to cultivate?
I think definitely the culture is meant to cultivate inclusivity and just encouraging anyone to come out because everyone belongs and there's no shape or size of derby player. Like there's a place for everybody. There's a skill set for every position. Like there's always some way that people can contribute if that's what they want to do, even just to, you know, be involved in the community. So that's awesome.
Yeah. How does the BV roller derby team prepare for fresh meat intake?
It's kind of ideally all hands on deck. So we have a lot of loaner gear. And so the idea for our first night on Thursday here is to have people come out, try on gear, try to skate for a little bit, take it off, let somebody else try, find what feels good, what feels bad, you know, in terms of how certain gear fits or what your size may be, so that if you feel like you're really interested and want to, you know, invest in your own stuff, you have an idea of where to go from instead of just guessing, because a lot of that equipment you're going to have to end up unfortunately ordering online, right? And so it's difficult when you can't try things on in a store. And so we're hoping to kind of provide that opportunity for people so they have an idea for what works best for them, mm-hmm. but also just to meet the team and try to get a feel for the fact that we are doing our best to be welcoming and encouraging, and just make sure that everybody knows that, you know, there's an opportunity to learn a new skill, make new friends, and challenge yourself in ways you probably haven't before.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like starting any new sport or whatever, it's like you're very nervous and you figure that everyone knows more than you do. But really, there's like going to be a pack of people that are all, it's their first time, maybe even on skates. And I think that that's really exciting that, you know, that the culture, as you mentioned, is inclusive and to make everyone feel as comfortable as possible starting something new.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I would have to say my experience has definitely been something that's, encouraging, but allowing you to kind of build your own confidence too. So it's not coddling. No one's, you know,
yeah.
Can you back up? Like, you have to want to get up and do it yourself. So as much as I say, you know, injuries are rare, bruises definitely happen.
Yeah.
And there is an art and a skill to learning how to fall safely and how to use your pads and use your gear to your advantage. And I think that that's something that for myself has been part of the overall challenge for me, in that I've never played a team sport before. I've never played a contact sport before. I'm the oldest person on the team with the least experience. But I'm doing it because I love it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, at some point you have to let passion overrule your fear.
Yeah.
And just, you know, come to a place where you can trust and rely on your team to, you know, have your back, whether that's avoiding injury or, you know, not feeling pressured to compete before you're ready. Like, no one would ever make you do that. Mm-hmm. Because in the end, you're putting yourself and everybody else on the track at risk. So that's not the goal. There's no trophies for broken bones.
What's one thing about that you think people don't know about roller derby that they should know?
Well, there's no ball. That's a question that I get a lot. Like, what are you chasing? It's each other. And so a lot of it is this beautiful combination of like skill and stability on skates, but being able to communicate with your team while you're, you know, demanding a lot of your own body and understand what's going on around you and the difference between, you know, should you be playing offense or defense? Like, there's a lot of tactical, and critical thinking on your toes involved. And that's not something I anticipated. Like, when you watch it, it just looks like, okay, these girls are just going to smash into each other until someone gets by. But there's actually a lot of strategy involved. And that's something that I'm still learning. It's hard to get your brain and your body and your mouth to all do the same thing.
Everything just, speaking with each other. Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I just ran into a tree while skiing the other day, like Wile E. Coyote, like going, where just like, it was the middle of me. Where do you practice and how can people connect with you to start or to learn more?
So we currently are practicing at the Davidson Hall down at the Smithers Fairgrounds. There had been opportunities in the past before COVID and before I was involved with the team for us to use the Houston Arena during the summer months.
Okay.
That's not the case this year. Unfortunately, they're using that time to do maintenance and work on the arena. So we're going to stay at the Davidson Hall for now. And we practice on Thursdays and Sundays. We have a Facebook page, Bulkley Valley Roller Derby. And we've got a email address, bulkleyvalleyrollerderby@gmail.com.
Okay, great. And my last thing is that roller derby seems to kind of lend itself to a certain like aesthetic and also like a soundtrack. Probably that movie Whip It, you know, kind of helped form that as well. But what's a good pump up song for beginners to listen to?
Oh, that's so hard. We definitely have a lot of variation with our music, and it's anything from, you know, like early punk rock to like current hip hop.
Yeah.
But I have to say, like, for myself, pretty much anything by Lizzo.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
And it, I mean, like, I think in general, anything that's, I mean, not just an uplifting beat, but an encouraging message in the music too, it kind of just adds to the entire, like, you know, kind of atmosphere of being there and, you know, doing something that feels good for yourself. And, you know, like, there's a lot of reasons to talk yourself out of doing anything, really. It doesn't have to be roller derby. And I just think that it becomes this different kind of level of, I think, personal accountability and, like, also not wanting to let down your team, but, you know, kind of just leading by example. You know, you sign up, you show up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that, yeah, sometimes you got to hype yourself up for that. Like, it's been a long day and you haven't really eaten properly and you just got to go and do it anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, totally.
It afterward, you never regret it. And so that's something that it's just, I consistently take away from it every practice I go to. Like, you know, sometimes I'm more pumped up beforehand than others. Sometimes I'm really dragging myself there, but I always leave energized and feeling good. I'm proud of myself for showing up because I made a commitment to myself and my team and I followed through on it. And I think it's an important message for anybody to kind of like live their life by in general, right?
Totally.
And I think we've all had lots of excuses to opt out of everything over the last couple of years. And that's a really hard habit to break. Mm. And so, you know, the more we get out of that habit and create other, better, newer, healthier ones,
yeah,
you know, the better off we all are, like individually and as a community too.
Hear, hear. Okay. So first practice, how can people get involved? Where should they be? Time and place.
So we're practicing tonight is our first night of Fresh Meat Intake. We will be at the Davidson Hall at the Smithers Fairgrounds at 7 p.m. until 9. You're welcome to drop by at any point during those two times. You can stay for the whole thing, try on gear, meet the team. We've got merch for sale. We're sizing ourselves and anyone else who might be seriously interested for jerseys and, you know, think of a name for yourself. You even get to pick your own number if you want.
Nice.
So there's a lot of, you know, autonomy, I guess, with that. You can really, create like a little alter ego for yourself. And, you know, I think that's something that's really special too. So that's where we'll be. And tonight, Smithers Fairgrounds, Davidson Hall, 7 p.m.
Great. Thank you so much.